Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzia Daf Ches. The Gemara with base has the sugyo of Rochuv Umanik. Yeah, one who's riding an animal, one who is leading an animal. The question is, which kinyan is stronger? Now, the interesting thing is that the Gemara calls the one who's riding the animal Rochuv. Rochuv means someone who's being ridden. Now, l'chura, the right word in Diktuk and Lashon HaKodesh should have been Rochuv, someone who has been ridden, but it should be Roichev, someone who's riding. We're talking about a person who's riding an animal. He's Roichev al Chamor. He's not Rochuv. Why is the Gemara using the Lashon Rochuv and not the Lashon Roichev? So Tosfos Yom Tov addresses this in a very random place, so to speak. It's a Mishnah Nedarim Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. There, the Bar Tanura is referring to someone who's engaged, and the Bar Tanura calls him Hey Eorus Aleph Reish Vav Samech. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, the correct lashon should be Oiris. He is being Me'aris, a woman. He's somebody who's doing Eirusin. Why is he called the Orus Aleph Reish Vav Samech, which the Mashmo says it's being done to him? So this Yadu starts by saying, no, that's the Derech and Lashon HaKodesh, when I want to give a title, when I want to give a noun. Correct, the verb is oires, is someone who's doing something. But you want to give it now the name of the person, and he brings a few examples. The Pasuk, he says, Sarua Kalut, Sarua Savua, and all these examples are not necessarily good examples, because they were not just talking about the title, but we're talking about actual something that happens to the people. But there's the other ones to bring a riot from there, that a title automatically has a different way to use the word. The word becomes something that's happening to somebody. And then he brings the Gemara Bo Metzia. He says, that's why by us it says, Rochuv Umanik. Really, a person is riding the animal, but we're giving a name. His name is a Rochuv. And another example, which many of the first should point out, is the fact that we're calling somebody who is a Malshin, who goes to the Malchus and speaks about his friend, he's called a Mosor. Mem Samech Vav Resh. It should be called a Moiser. He's Moiser LaMalchus. Why is he called Mosor? That's the title. That is the first shot of the Tosfos Yom Tov. But then says the Tosfos Yom Tov that he heard from his Rebbe, the Maharal, a different shot. The Maharal says, you know why a Moiser is called a Mosor? Because even though it looks like this person is the poyel, he's somebody who's going to the king and say, talk about his friend. He looks like he's a moiser. He's moiser others. But what's going to happen in the end, that he himself will be nimsa lamachos. That will be his punishment. That's why his name is moser, even though the action he's doing is moiser. Adds the Tosfos Yom Tov. That will be true also regarding an arus. Yes, an arus is someone who's doing kiddushin, so he should be oiris. But once he does Kiddushin, he becomes obligated. He's obligated to his wife. It's not only that he does to others, now he has obligations that come on him. That's why the name is Orus. And the Mashmos of Tosfos Yom Tov is that whenever someone is doing something, but we want to come and emphasize the fact that he's not only doing, but he's actually receiving, he's not so much of a doer as he looks like. So then we change it to be, instead of the Lashon of Poyel, the Lashon of Pa'ul. Something is done to him. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov doesn't explain, according to this, how do we explain our Gemara? Why in our Gemara it's called Rochuv and not Roichev? But I found that a few Achronim do point this out. And they say it's interesting, we call him here Rochuv, and we don't call him a Roichev, similar to the Manig. We call him a Manig, not a Munog, because he's the one who's leading the animal. So why the Roichev is called a Rochuv? So the Shor Lumeshiv, in Ma'adur Ishtiso, Chalak Alef Simen Lametes, he goes on to explain this Gemara, our whole sugya. He says there's some strange things are happening in the Gemara. For example, the Gemara in the beginning, the Gemara understands that Rochuv is not koine. And then the Gemara has a tzad, the Rochuv is even greater than a manik. Okay, how did that change? And the Gemara mentioned that a Rochuv doesn't walk as much as a manik. Why should that make a difference? So he explains to Shor Lumeshiv that when someone is riding an animal, there's a chisaron over here. Because yes, he is pushing the animal. But the animal is also walking on its own. He's not completely controlling the animal. It's not like a manik, someone who's leading the animal, where he is actually carrying the animal, he's moving the animal with him. Here, when a person is roichev, the animal has some control on the adam. So that's why roichev is maybe not such a good kinyan. But when you have Rochuv and Manik, you have one person leading the animal, one person riding the animal. The one who's riding the animal is may be able to overcome the Manik and lead the animal to a different direction. So that's why he may be greater than a Manik. Heads the Sholem Eshiv, this svar of his, that if someone who's Rochuv an animal, he's not completely in control of the animal, is very meduyik in the Lashon, says the Sholem Eshiv. Because why does it say Rochuv and not Rochuv? Because it's not completely in his control. That's why it's called a Rochuv. And this fits so beautifully with the Tosfos Yom Tov, that whenever someone is doing something, but he's not completely the one controlling it, or it affects him in some way, so then you don't lose the Lashon Poyel, but the Lashon Poel. And just to end, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called also a Rochuv. V'yirkov al kru v'yof. And as they brought down the Svarim, the whole anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is called Merkava, Maisa Merkava. K'vyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rochuv in the world. So just to add to what the Sholem Eshiv says, Bishat Tesis Yom Tev, there is really only one Rochuv in the world. The only Rochuv was completely in control and nothing K'vyochel affects him, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every other Rochuv is not a real Rochuv, he is really a Rochuv, because the things that happen are not completely in his control, as the Sholem Eshiv says, and based on the Ma'alach that the Tosfos brings in the name of the Ma'aral. All the Ma'aral Koymis are in the attached source sheet. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.